This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
That's what we love to do here, especially Monday's homeroom, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Monday, man, this Monday, Jess, Johnny, is it inauguration day? Is it MLK day? Who planned to put these 2 days together? Couldn't we have had inauguration day on Tuesday? Couldn't we have had inauguration day on Tuesday? How's that for a Tim bomb?
Well, Tim, I'm going to come right in here. That's Tim bomb. All right. Because,
Tim,
you know, there's a staunch juxtaposition.
Okay.
And I also believe maybe it's kismet that the two are happening on the same day, because I have to think that the radical Martin Luther King, someone who we celebrate for the tremendous work that they did for this country, for people everywhere on the planet, really, but especially for this country, and the value that not only his work, but his teachings instilled in all of us, especially teachers, to value civil rights for everybody, to say directly to us, a threat to justice anywhere was a threat to justice everywhere. I butchered that quote. I'll come back and fix it. But you get what I'm saying. He reminded us patiently and sometimes with passion, right? Most of the time with passion, if you think about his teachings, that he would be just appalled at the kind of leadership that's taken over this country and the discourse and the kinds of policies put forward by this administration. So yeah, I know that's really harsh to say, bluntly, especially on inauguration day. And we've talked about patriotism on this show before, Tim, and I believe myself to be a patriot. In fact, Zinn gives us some great quotes about patriotism, right? And upholding core democratic values and believing in your community. So it's hard for me to even say out of my mouth that I'm disgusted on inauguration day, because that feels like being unpatriotic. But then I have to think about, what does it stand for to be proud of core democratic values? And to me, Martin Luther King reminds me that to be proud of this inauguration day would be to turn my back to injustice. And that is not the teachings of the great Reverend Radical Martin Luther King.
Dr. Martin Luther King.
To love, right? He taught us to be, not only to bear witness to injustice, but to stand up to it. And so, I mean, it's a tough moment. It certainly is a juxtaposition, a bit of an oxymoron to celebrate Martin Luther King on the same day as we're enduring the inauguration of a hateful person into a position of power.
So pull that back, though, and then Jess, want you to jump in here too. Okay, but you know, yeah, I set this up as a Tim bomb, but then kind of positioned it. And Johnny, I hear your passion coming across there too. But inauguration day is part of the system, and the fact that we don't like who's being inaugurated today, shouldn't we still have some form of a reverence to the fact that this day itself is an example of democracy? I know I'm set right. Go ahead, jump in, ma'am. Go ahead, take me apart.
I'm not taking you apart, Tim. You call it a Tim bomb. It's a good example of a Tim bomb. Let's back up. Inauguration day is January 20th, right? It's always January 20th, I believe. I should look that up to make sure, but I believe it occurs on January 20th.
Yes.
So I really believe this. I don't think that somebody, that's why I said, I think it's kismet, because it's a learning moment. It is something great to teach about right now, because what is inauguration day? It is the start of a new presidential term. It is day one. That also happens to be Martin Luther King Day as celebrated. Now, I'm also going to put out there Martin Luther, unless January 20th falls on a Sunday, and then it's the 21st. So thinking about this, I don't think that there's like some plot or there's something systemic about it.
I didn't say that this was
do it on MLK Day.
I didn't say this was planned. I know it's a,
who planned?
I was Johnny. You
that
missed
was
the
one
Tim
of his sarcasms.
Thanks, Jess.
Well, and that's when I. But that's where I was like,
we had a Tim bomb, actually, and there was sarcasm laced into it.
But I'm gonna say thank you for whatever forces lined these two things up.
Mm-hmm.
Because for every educator, for every activist, for every democratic citizen, I'm not saying for every Democrat, but right. every person out there that believes in democracy, that believes in human rights, civil rights, the things we care about, ourselves and one another, our communities. I think, thank you to whoever lined these two things up. That's why I use the word, it's a bit kismet, right? Because somebody is saying, hey, these days can't happen in this moment without people saying, oh, dang, that's something to talk about or think about. So to spark that kind of dialogue, to really say, because so many people are having either a day off of their obligational duties, like maybe we are, but attention focused on service or community or celebrating MLK, who we should think about influencing us all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a moment to say, hey, it's also Inauguration Day. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jess. So it's putting a moment of pause in there.
Jess, throw some of Jess' wisdom in there.
Well, when I realized that these 2 days were going to intersect this year, I had a whole flood of thoughts and feelings. And my first thought was, damn, that's a dark omen. It feels like a dark moment for these 2 days, a commemoration of a man who led with such compassion and who led us to be better for ourselves, for our communities, who taught us so much about service. For that day to intersect with the second inauguration of a man who has shown no regard for right. anyone other than himself. And it led me to think of what could have been. It led me to think of how this day could have been so different if the election had gone to Kamala Harris. And that would have been a day of realization of a lot of the work that Martin Luther King Jr. brought us towards. And that instead we are at this dark moment, this dark intersection. But something that Johnny said has also been rattling around my brain, that this is a moment for learning. This is a moment when a lot of communities do take a day for service. I know my synagogue takes Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a day for community service. We partner with a few different organizations in our community, and we bring in the kids, we bring in everyone, and we do a day of service. So it's a day of coming together as a community already. To have it line up with Inauguration Day brings us to what it means to be a civic participant. So having this overlap, I mean, for any administration would be a very powerful moment. Because of the person who is being inaugurated, it feels more dire.
Yeah, that's the part, right? And so when we talk about very specifically the person being inaugurated today, as compared to the person who we're truly commemorating on this day, it becomes this kind of like, wait a minute, how are we commemorating service, justice, democracy, inclusion of many, and yet we're going to be inaugurating a person who has largely fought against. In fact, you know, it makes me think of all of the news articles that I've seen in the past, you know, the attacks on diversity, equity, and inclusion that's happening all over the country. In fact, I had some headlines up here. I was just looking at this. Michigan Daily, how the New York Times attack on DEI is dangerous. Critics use simplistic terms to attack DEI programs. DEI programs saw a myriad of attacks this year. DEI programs are under attack in places of higher learning. DEI efforts under attack. Where did these attacks come from so blatantly like this? They're connected to this MAGA movement. This MAGA movement has generated the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it is sad to say that it's come, this inauguration day comes on a day where, in one way, we should be celebrating diversity, equity, and inclusion, along with service, along with patriotism in, again, so democracy, you put it out there. So I, yeah, looking at this day and, yeah, what a ride it's going to be. But I just, you know, for a listener out there who's a teacher, you think about this, you know, so what are you teaching today? And I'm thinking about teachers out there who are saying, you know what, I'm not teaching Martin Luther King Day or Inauguration Day. We're teaching blended diphthongs in our phonics lessons. That's what I'm working on, Dr. Tim. This, and if you're a teacher out there, and today we would love to hear what it was you are, what you did teach about today. We have the Busted Pencils mailbag. Make sure you give us a call at 608-557-8577. 608-557-8577. That is the number. Teachers, you know, what are you teaching? We'd love to have another conversation about this. But it just threw me back into, would we have such an incredible full front offensive on this idea of, you know, inclusion that comes with it? I know there's some complexities involved, but I just, you know, when I think about Martin Luther King and his legacy, moving towards a more diverse, a more inclusive, a more accepting public, and, you know, at the heart of a lot of DEI was this inclusion, this representation, this bringing more and more people together. And so it's when I see these, you know, truly concerted attacks where, and from my point of view, outlawing the teaching of concepts that Howard Zinn put forth, the idea that, you know what, some of the things we learned in history, if we tell them through the eyes of potentially those that were the victims, and even that word is a tough word today, that content is now being challenged as divisive content because it creates guilt and shame in certain students because it's positioned as you should feel bad about the past because, and it's just a mess. I just put all this together. You know, think about Martin Luther King Day. I think about Inauguration Day. Bring these together. I think about being a teacher, and I think about my time in the classroom. And in one way, I'm like, man, I had the ability to just dig deep and think about these things, read books, bring content, never worried about this. And so the whole idea that we have Martin Luther King Day on the Inauguration Day of this incoming president who represents nothing that Martin Luther King Jr. stood for.
Well, Tim, wow, you laid out a lot there, man.
I know.
You went to the buffet and you came back with a lot of good stuff.
With everything.
Buffet, but man, like six plates. All filled with everything. I mean, every kind of meal that's up at the buffet. But you landed on a spot, I think, that resonates with all of us and that our listeners can relate to. It's like, it is a moment of dissonance. It's a moment of thinking about, like you said, reflectively saying, and you brought in the DEI thing, and it's like, it that's part of the dissonance. So I just want to say, like, that's, I'll fold that into this administration or inauguration day is bringing in a president who has stood for, you know, a rhetoric and an action of violence. And I'm, so you brought up Zinn. We're talking about King, right? And Zinn spoke all the time about King and taught about Martin Luther King, right? And he reminded us that Martin Luther King stood for nonviolence. So yeah. Here you have this rhetoric. You brought up MAGA where it's inauguration day. And I would say that Trump's, the discourse of the Trump administration, like the proposed actions of the Trump administration, might be some of the most violent in our nation's modern history. Mm-hmm. And so you have that, you have this celebration of that, a victory of that, like Jess was saying, right? Juxtaposed with a leader who embodied us to really stand for not peace as passivity, but an action piece through nonviolence. And that was part of the radical Dr. Martin Luther King's, right, his teachings. But Timmy said, like, where does it come from, right? What is it? What is going on? Why? When we think about DEI, mm-hmm. and especially on this day, like the divisiveness and on the way, it's pulling us into a fight. So mm-hmm. I really want to lean into this moment where Dr. Martin Luther King is saying peace is not passivity, right? But that nonviolence needs to be our effort. But if we get pulled in, the whole mantra of not only Trump, but the MAGA movement is to pull you into a state of violence. Dysregulation for not only your body, but an emotion state, right? Where you're raging. And I'm going to quote another very important voice that I'm reminded to read often as I'm revisiting the teachings of Dr. King. And that's James Baldwin. And James Baldwin, in a letter to teachers, remember, educators talking education here. Baldwin was addressing teachers in 1963. And in a letter he wrote to teachers that he read them, he said, to any citizen of this country who figures himself as responsible, and particularly those of you who deal with the minds and the hearts of young people, you must be prepared to go for broke. Or to put it another way, you must understand that in the attempt to correct so many generations of bad faith and cruelty, when it is operating not only in the classroom, but in society, you will be met with the most fantastic, the most brutal, and the most determined resistance.
Mm.
So, but when we say, where does it come from? Why are there attacks on diversity, equity, and inclusion? Right? Because we're being pulled into a fight where we have to justify. We're being met with the most fantastic resistance.
Yeah.
Right? People's lives are being lost and put in danger in classrooms and in communities and in schools. Our LGBTQ plus community fears for their lives.
Right.
People of color in the community fear for their lives. So any defense of that is going to be met with the most fantastic, the most brutal, the most determined resistance. James Baldwin reminds us of that. Dr. King calls us to say, brother, don't go to it in a fight. That's their plan. Come right. to it through nonviolence. Peace is not passivity. It is active, but it is actively nonviolent. Figure out ways to strategically unify your community, to speak truth to power, right? And I'm going to give my favorite Martin Luther King quote, especially on today. Dr. King in 1968 delivered in a speech, a proper sense of priorities. On February 6th, 1968, and he said, quote, there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular, but he must take it because his conscience tells him it is right. This is a matter of moral position, right? And on this day, Dr. King reminds us to connect through nonviolence in your community in opposition to the most fantastic resistance. So as DEI is threatened, as this politics of violence is increased and celebrated. Not today, friends. Yeah. Not today.
Not today. Absolutely. And now for your moment of zen. I think it is important for people who maybe are wondering whether they should become involved in social movements to know that this does not mean that they are going to go into a monastery, but that they are going to be part of an enterprise which is joyful and fun and life-giving.
Hey, listeners, we're so glad that you join us. Remember, we got a full week ahead of us. Class in session on Wednesday. We get to learn with Dr. Aditya and talk about math anxiety. Helped him battle those math anxious moments. Don't forget on Friday, though, free throws and face-offs. And of course, every Saturday, we broadcast across all the Civic Talk stations, 3 p.m. Tune in, listen, and keep busting pencils.